Sports. Richard Pascoe, he joins us to talk this.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again?
Hey, Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
There we go. Good morning to you. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good, thanks, Adam. Work's starting to ease up a bit, which is
yes,
good.
Yes, everyone's getting healthy again, which is nice.
Yeah, which is nice, so yes. Yeah, don't get COVID, people. I haven't had COVID. I'm one of the lucky ones that have avoided it.
Right, me neither. It's we've had a couple here, but they've all stayed away, which is very nice.
That's what you need to do, people.
Yes.
Stay away.
Stay away. Yeah, I was just saying the masks might come off the next couple of days. They're doing that.
And I had to check in at a chemist on the weekend. That's a reminder when we don't have to do that anymore. And did she give me a serve or what? So I said to her, I said, look, I'm actually a professional because I'm a broadcaster. I know what I'm talking about.
That's right. Do you know how few people believe you when you say, I'm a broadcaster? I know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
I know. He should have been the look on her face. And my friends, they laughed and laughed at that. The woman didn't think it was funny at all. So.
Anyway. No sense of humour, some people.
No.
Anyway. No, but you have been burning the candle at both ends. Nice to get a lie in and join us this morning. Let's talk about this new thing that Telstra's doing, this scam SMS blocking technology. This sounds good.
It's very good, and I'm sure the other telcos are going to roll it out as quickly as they could. But what it does, Adam... when the SMSs go to Telstra, they're actually going through them now, and anything with a suspicious link on it or poor English on there is actually being blocked.
Right,
and
good
since they've been, and I've got to say, you know, I had to go back on my phone because I don't ever bother deleting those, and had a look, and I haven't had one for about a week and a half now.
Very good. I get this thing on my phone, and I don't know whether it's a Google thing or whether it's a telco thing, but if someone's ringing me, it says suspected spam call.
Yeah, that's a Google thing.
That's a Google thing. That's pretty cool.
That's a Google thing, which is very good. Mm. So it's Telstra scam technology. It's very complex out there. They're doing a good job. So occasionally, let's say you might send me an SMS.
Right.
But you haven't written it very well. You might have, you know, had one or two wines or something in between.
Or just fat fingers.
Yeah, fat fingers.
Yep,
and
they do that.
They'll grab it for a while, have a bit of the computer puts yours to one side, grabs it, but looks at, no, that's genuine, or no, Adam is trying to spam people.
Right, okay.
On there. So just be aware of that. You can turn it off, people, as well. If you Google how to turn it off, and I should put something up on the website, why would you do it? I don't know, but they have given you instruction to dial the number. You can turn it off. I don't know why you would do it.
I mean,
doing a great job.
To be fair, I have won about 14 iPhone 13s on Instagram of late. So
oh, there you go.
There's some money to be made. Anyway,
just between the listeners and me, he hasn't won anything.
Not a thing, guys. Not a thing.
No.
It's a scam. Now let's talk about smart app control. This one caught you off guard a bit.
It did. They announced it last week. So Microsoft have announced smart app control, major enhancement to the Windows 11 security model that prevents users from running malicious applications on Windows devices. Sounds really good, doesn't it, Adam?
Does.
Yep.
Malicious. No more malicious things. I like that.
Which is good. We really like it. So they're using artificial intelligence. So it will only allow processes to run that are predicted to be safe based on either code certificates or a model that they've got. They say it's interesting because it will be enabled by default on new Windows PCs in the future. Now, hang on a minute.
Is this thought control?
It will be enabled by default on new Windows PCs in the future. So, if you upgrade to whatever version of Windows 11 that enables this feature on the existing install, you actually have to wipe the computer, clean install, and then it'll be there.
Oh.
So
this
crazy.
Just isn't an update. It's a whole rewrite of your whole system. Wow.
Well, you know, a stunned at this. Why would you announce this when, you know, for people? We don't know when it's coming, but, you know, how many people are going to go along and go, I really like this. Can you take my computer away, do a factory reset, reload all the software and put it all back on? Businesses will hate this. Homeowners will hate this.
Right.
They should. So hopefully they're going to wake up and go, you know what? we might just have to slide it into the operating system now and find a way to do it. That's terrible.
That said, Richard Pascoe licking his chops.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty happy about this.
I reckon.
you want smart out control, you give it to me. I'll bring you back in a couple of days. It'll all be on.
Be perfectly fine. Yeah. those problematic pictures, all gone.
Anyway, all gone.
Yeah, very good. Let's hope common sense prevails there.
Yes.
That'd be good. All right. What happens when you talk about your wonderful product by using someone else's? The embarrassing moment of the week, Richard.
Yeah, Twitter. You're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter because we're influencers. We're celebrities, executives, which we're not celebrities, people. So they're all on Twitter. Now, Microsoft put up a post last week saying this is how you should clean up your PC. And there was a nice-looking woman sitting in front of this computer that turned out to be one of the brand-new Apple M1 iMacs.
Ah.
Microsoft, really? You did not have a good week last week. So,
no.
You know, if you're ever posting something on Twitter with a photo on there, make sure it's the correct photo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't put the competitor's gear up.
No. That's like, you know, putting a photo of, let's say, like you in the morning, and we've got a photo of Craig there.
Right. I mean, it might get more hits. Because he's a good-looking man. But,
he's all right.
He's okay.
It's amazing what makeup will do.
People do call me the wish.com cozzy, so maybe we can...
Oh, no.
Maybe we can do that.
Yeah. Anyway. Less thumbs up, cozzy. I think we'd all be happy.
Yeah.
So
you shut your mouth when you're getting a photo taken. Andrew, Christ. Hey, anyway. Mate, just quickly, the cash rate. Do you know what that is?
Oh, 0.1.
0.1, okay, good. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, that we don't pay that much.
No, that's right, it's fine.
Yep. Yeah, no, poor old Albo. These things happen when you're a politician.
Happen. Right, exactly.
I'm waiting for the litre of milk. How much is a litre of milk?
It's Tweeddale's $4.50 at Closey's. I know that.
There you go. Well done, Adam.
Thank you. I wait for my face to be up on a core flute. It'll actually be Cozzy's. Thank you, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.
Didn't mention the footy once. Very good.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, right. See you, mate. That's Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen. All thanks to Optus.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.